With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's pounding targets in southern Gaza, ordering more neighborhoods designated for attacks to evacuate, as the United States is urging it to do more to protect civilians. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton draws on U.S. bombing campaigns in World War II to make his point Israel should not face pressure from the White House to prioritize humanitarian shipments as it battles Hamas in Gaza.
Nobody was wringing their hands about getting humanitarian aid into Nazi Germany or Imperial Japan. And in over the span of just a couple nights, spring of 1945, we did much, much worse in Dresden, Tokyo than anything Israel's done in Gaza.
The Republican senator was a guest on the Salem Radio Network this week. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6 struck off the coast of southern Philippines island of Mindanao. No immediate reports of any damage or casualties. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist John Bellini says this area around the Philippines does have a lot of earthquakes.
A magnitude 7.0 and larger earthquakes, we see 13 or 14 per year globally. So these are relatively less common. But when we do have a magnitude 7.0, we typically have a lot of aftershocks, some of quite large size, and that's what we're seeing.
Also at SRNnews.com, among the many challenges small businesses face as they try to grow these days, getting a loan right at the top.
Banks, big and small, have tightened lending standards as the Federal Reserve hiked up interest rates in the past 2 years. The collapse of three regional banks this spring and the possibility of stricter regulations have likely made some banks more cautious as well. So business owners are having to make sacrifices, from turning to crowdsourcing instead of lenders, borrowing from family or friends, or simply foregoing expansion plans that would have been funded by more capital.
Jeremy House reporting. SRN News. Belief in the afterlife? Not so much in Europe.
According to a new poll, large percentages of people who live on the continent do not believe that there is any life after death. Only 42% of the people who live in England think that there is an afterlife. In France, it's 41%, in Germany, 39%, and 36% in Finland. In fact, the only country in Europe where a high percentage of people believe in life after death is mostly Muslim Turkey. 92% there believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
India will hold its general elections next year, and the small Christian population is uncomfortable. Persecution of believers in India is on the rise already, but it tends to peak during election year when politicians try to score points by inciting radical Hindus. International Christian Concern says divisive rhetoric and comments directly opposing Christianity have already become a staple for candidates. This is SRN News. Hackers have been busy with Israeli products and companies.
U.S. and Israeli authorities say a small Western Pennsylvania water authority was one of several organizations breached by Iran-affiliated hackers. They targeted a specific industrial control device. The reason? It's made in Israel. Officials say the victims spanned a number of cities across the United States, though most have not been named. The Municipal Water Authority of Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, was hacked 1 week ago. Jason Walker reporting.
A Los Angeles man who was already arrested in another shooting investigation has been identified as the suspect in three recent killings of homeless men. Police say the man was identified as the suspect in the homeless killings after authorities determined a firearm found in a vehicle he was driving was linked to the shootings. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.